Well, last year at the Maryborough Energy Breakthrough, I met some people from New Mexico that had taken the left turn at Albuquerque and got themselves to Maryborough. Ross Whitaker is a teacher from another place entirely. Ross, whereabouts are you from?
We're from Hertfordshire in England, from all the way from Hayley Hall School.
Fantastic. Now, when did you land here in Maryborough?
We landed on Monday, so we've had sort of 3 days to get ourselves settled down and set up, I suppose.
And how was the changeover from an English winter to the start of an Australian summer?
It's a little bit of a shock to the system. We spent yesterday afternoon in the swimming pool trying not to die in the heat. The boys have been a little bit shocked by just how warm it is.
Indeed. You've come out here, Nick. Obviously you didn't put your own human-powered vehicle on the plane and flew it out here. Whereabouts have you gotten into the Energy Breakthrough this year?
Well, we've been invited by Maryborough Education Centre. They supplied us with a sort of bare bones of a vehicle, and we've spent the last couple of days putting all the cladding around it and making it sort of aerodynamic shape and that kind of thing. The kids have been working flat out for sort of 2-3 days now.
That's amazing. How does it go about from trying to convince some kids over in Hertfordshire there's this event, you have to race vehicles in Australia, to actually landing here and the reality of it? What's the reaction of your students been like?
To start with, the kids didn't believe that it was going to happen. We showed them a DVD of it and they sort of thought, well, it'd be fantastic, but we're never going to make it because it's all the way over in Australia. We had to raise £20,000 to get ourselves here, which is like $40,000, so it took us a long time to raise it, and it was only a couple of weeks before we were actually due to fly that we managed to get to our grand total to be 100% sure we were coming. So the kids were sort of right to think that we weren't going to make it. So the fact that we have, we're absolutely over the moon with.
Fantastic. Now, have you had a ride? Have they got out there on the track yet?
They've not been out on the track, but they've been around the velodrome 3 times each to sort of have a bit of a go, so they're very, very inexperienced, but they'll be quick learners, I'm sure.
Are they familiar with the age-old Australian sporting tradition, the hip and shoulder?
No, not really. They've been warned about it. It does get a little bit rough out there and that sort of thing. They're going to try and stay out of the way of the most of it.
There's a bit of that going into the corners, but I'm sure they'll catch on well. I've seen some fairly rugged games of soccer or football in my past. I'm sure they'll catch on.
Yeah, they're not too soft. They'll be all right.
Now, tell us about the students you brought out here, Ross.
We brought 8 students out. Hayley Hall is actually a special school for kids with emotional behavioural difficulties. So again, they're not the nicest boys in the world, but they can be. And they've really shown themselves to be fantastic boys this last few days.
And it's one of those ones where I guess it's such a massive life change experience for them.
Oh yeah, big time. Again, the work they've put in over the last 2 or 3 days has been absolutely phenomenal. The teamwork they've shown, the team spirit, and the amount of paperwork they've done into doing their presentation is much more than we'd normally get them to do in a classroom. So in terms of an education experience for them and a life experience, it's been amazing.
Because that's the thing about this whole weekend. It's not so much, it's not just the grunt and the sheer energy and racing excitement. There's the presentation, there's the display, there's having to make a cohesive argument about what you've done.
Oh yeah, definitely. The boys were a little bit shocked about just how much they were going to have to do. They thought they were just coming out here to race, and when they realised that they got all the presentation to do, again, they were a little bit shocked, but settled down very quickly and got on with it, with a lot of help from obviously MEC. The students there have been fantastic, as well as the staff helping out with the boys. They've learnt a hell of a lot in the last few days.
Now, how are you expecting them to go this weekend?
Obviously wishing them all the best. We're going to go out there and give it our best. Our target's to finish the race. With the amount of preparation, the fact that we're very inexperienced, we're not expecting to win, but to finish is our target and do as well as we possibly can.
Now, is there anything like this in the UK? Is there any kind of like big youth event where kids get together and do this kind of thing?
As far as I know, there's nothing that compares to this. All the boys and staff included have been absolutely shocked and sort of amazed at the scale of this thing. The numbers of kids involved, the effort that's been involved in setting it up, because we've sort of been behind the scenes and shown around what's going on. And the amount of work that these guys put in is unbelievable. So yeah, it's just amazing.
Fantastic. Now, I do believe that they're doing their first tour of the track, being led around by some veteran Australian students.
Yeah, again, some students from MSC volunteered to take them around and show them a corner in particular that's affectionately known as Crash Corner. So the boys are a little bit cautious and worried about it. So a couple of students are showing them around, sort of showing the ropes and what they need to be aware of.
Fantastic. Now, they do realise there's very little sleep had over this weekend coming, don't they?
Yeah, they're aware of it. I shouldn't think it'd be too much of a problem for them. It's me that I'm worried about.
So there's yourself and a couple of other teaching assistants?
Yeah, there's another teacher and another teaching assistant, Amy Robinson and Glynis Newhouse, that have come all the way over with us as well. We've been absolutely fantastic, and truth be known, they're the ones that have done all the hard work to get them here.
And I guess there's got to be a certain level of professional development as a teacher to come out to Australia in an entirely different educational system.
Yeah, completely. Again, the amount I've learned of seeing what's going on, and in terms of organising the logistics involved in a trip this big, have been unbelievable. I've learned a hell of a lot, and so have the other staff. So yeah, it's been a real learning curve for everybody.
Well, fantastic. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And I do think the very first UK entrant into the NG Breakthrough.
I believe we are the first UK team, yeah.
Well, we're representing for the old dart indeed. Congratulations. And, well, Hayley Hall School, best of luck. And thanks for coming along to Maryborough.
Thank you very much.